Okay, we welcome everyone out to Board of Local Building Authority for Emery County. It is April 11th, 2:02 PM. We're at the Commission Chambers at 75 East Main Street in Castledale, Utah. Open the agenda, item number one, discuss, approve, deny the meeting minutes from the December 2023 special LBA meeting.
I move that we approve the meeting minutes from December 2023 special LBA meeting.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve the meeting minutes from December 2023 special LBA meeting. Jensen?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Sitrid, aye. Item number two, approval of any bills to be paid through the local building authority, since we do have bills.
I can't think of any.
I can't tell you specific bills, because you guys dual signature all of them, so they just are good to go once they get turned in. We don't have any that we've held. I do have some for the gasification building that I have one signature right now on.
That's all I can take.
And you probably don't have it. I think she did payments on the dual signature ones fairly recently, so we may not have any sitting down there waiting.
She did those last week.
So do we have to approve that, or if there isn't any, or just?
Approve any bills to be paid. Like, we turn them in with two signatures, which essentially means they're good to go. This is just that you guys really have seen them, signed them, are aware of them, and we're good to pay them.
So I'd move that we approve any bills to be paid through the local building authority.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve paying any bills that we have for local building authority. Jensen?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Sitrid, aye. Opening of bids for the Senior Citizen Center project. We only got two, huh? What happened to everybody?
We had a third that we thought would bid, but they ended up another job in Sierra County.
Okay, first bid is from PRT Builders. And if this is what the other one looks like, we're in trouble. Looks like their bid is $2,944,200. And the second bid is Wadsworth Construction Company. I think they copied each other. $2,959,508. So, how much did we have? Got 1.5 from CIB, and Emery County was putting in one of
ARPA
funds. So it looks to me like unless we put in 500 more of ARPA funds, we can't build it.
Yeah, I'd like to look at the bids and maybe we can get a request to break down on their, what do you call it? Basically a list of kind of the basis behind the bid, breaking some of the prices out, maybe we can pull some things down, trimming back some asphalt or something like that. Have you guys worked with Wadsworth before?
I've heard the name, but never dealt with them.
That's one that we hadn't heard of.
So did costs just go up because of concrete, or?
No, I think you got concrete, but.
Everything?
Yeah, you get electrical, and then one of the things we've wondered about is as we went into that kitchen design, there's a lot of equipment in that kitchen, as we worked with.
Robbie,
I wonder if maybe some of that could be trimmed a bit, or if there's some that's really needed. I know that he talked about some of that stuff that they would furnish inside the building. They would try to have some funding or something for that, but I think they've been saving for maybe if it's absolutely needed, but if we can pull, maybe some of that could be pulled in and put in later. Anything something specialty that way, but.
I know they said they had money for all the furniture, but I don't know what else they had money for.
Yeah, I don't know what that number looks like from them.
I think we were looking at like 30 to 80 thousand to furnish the building. So
yeah, it's not gonna help much on that much overage.
No.
Okay, well, if we could get a motion to turn it over to engineering for to tell us who they see as the best possible candidate. We'll have to decide what we want to do.
Yeah, I'll move that we send it to engineering and have them look them over and then come back and, yeah, tell us what they find out from it. So.
Yeah, I'll second, see what you can do. And hopefully we can still build it if we can figure things out.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to submit the bids to engineering for evaluation and then let them get back to us. All in favor, Jensen?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Sitrick, aye. Any other business to come before the board?
Well, just curious on the update with the gasification and how that's looking.
Yeah, so with the meeting last week, things are looking good. So we've reached out to TSJ to get looking at a schedule. And if there's any weird adjustments that we need to look at as far as that goes. But we should be able to get the concrete walls, foundation, pass for the rotary kiln, get the building erected and put the doors on it, and then get the utilities ran over. And really to be sequencing of that, I think our anticipation is to try to get that pad built so that they can start running some of that rotary kiln work while the building is being erected. But there should be funding there to do that. All the build out inside the building would come at a later phase to, if the state wanted to really go crazy in that building, they could build out all the break rooms and other things like that if as possible, if needed. But
this one just came in, so I didn't know if you wanna note that.
Just with that other conversation, CIB was extremely supportive. It just came in by hand to you, or?
Email. Wanted you to be aware.
Okay. Time at 2:05.
What time were they supposed to be in? 12?
1:30.
1:30. Well, if the costs are a little too high, we might have to
Okay, any other business? If not, we'll look for a motion to adjourn.
A motion that we adjourn.
We're adjourned. Thank you.